Please rise for the call to worship. This day revives in us memories of loved ones who are no more. What happiness we shared when they walked among us. What joy when loving and being loved, we lived our lives together.
Their memory is a blessing forever.
Months or years may have passed, and still we feel near to them. Our hearts yearn for them, though the bitter grief has softened and the duller pain abides. But the place where once they stood is empty now. The links of life are broken, but the links of love and longing cannot break.
Their souls are bound up in ours forever.
We see them now with the eye of memory, their faults forgiven, their virtues grown larger. So does goodness live and weakness fade from sight. We remember them with gratitude and bless their names.
Their memory is a blessing forever.
And we remember as well the members who have but yesterday were a part of our congregation and community. To all who cared for us and labored for all people, we pay tribute. May we prove worthy of carrying on the tradition of our faith, for now the task is ours.
Their souls are bound up in ours forever.
We give you thanks that we now live and reign with you as a great crowd of witnesses. They surround us with their blessings and offer you hymns of praise and thanksgiving.
They are alive forevermore. Amen.
Will you join me in prayer? God of grace and God of glory, we praise and thank you for your mercy and love that sustain us each day. We are grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who gives new life to all who believe in him. We give thanks for the faithful followers of Christ which we remember today, and pray for the strength for ourselves to be faithful to love and serve others as we are called to do. Amen.
Amen.
You'll join me in singing hymn number 711 in the United Methodist Hymnal for all the saints, and it'll also be on the screen. Our scripture for today is Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 from the New International Version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. I don't know if you've noticed, but there is a picture in the narthex. It's over on the west side, and if you come in this west entrance, you just kind of walk right into it. And by the way, my parsonage is on the west side, so that's the door that I normally come into the church. And it's a picture of the congregation back in 1924. And they're all in that picture up against these three windows. It's in the old sanctuary, but these three stained glass windows are behind them. And it's all of them gathered together. And every time I see that picture, there's something about it. It's just like all those people, and some of them are probably related to some of you, especially some of those families that have been in this community for a while. And we don't have a listing of all the names that were there in that picture, but I always kind of wonder about who's there and what they would have to tell us, you know, about, you know, what was going on at that time. And I was reminded of a movie, as some of you may remember it, Dead Poets Society. If you remember that movie, it was back in 1989. Robin Williams starred in it. And it was a story about an elite private high school for boys up in New England. And Robin Williams played Mr. Keating. And Mr. Keating was the new English teacher, and he was a very creative English teacher. And the first day of class, he took the boys and he had them come out of the classroom and to go and stand in front of this trophy case, this glassed-in trophy case. It had old trophies and it had yellowed pictures of classes that had gone before them and some old antiques. And it was probably a trophy case that those boys had walked past hundreds of times without paying attention to those pictures that were in there. But he had them read the first line of a poem that said that gather the rosebuds as you may, while you may. And then he talked to him about those pictures that were in that trophy case and said, look at those pictures. You know, those boys are a lot like each of you. You know, they were young men way back when, and they had hopes and dreams. And he encouraged those boys to lean in and to listen to what they might hear those boys tell them. And he whispered, carpe diem, which is in Latin means seize the day. And he was talking to them about living an extraordinary life and seizing the day while you have it. And I thought about that when I looked at that picture out there. I thought, what would that congregation, that family of believers, those saints that have gone before us, what would they have to tell each one of us? And I think it would kind of be like that. It would be carpe diem, seize the day, be all that God has created you to be. There's more to life, and God has created you to experience all of it and to experience my joy, and that He would want us to know all that He has laid out before us. You know, in the passage that Chris just read to us from Hebrews chapter 12, it begins by saying, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So we know it's a race that God has lined up for each and every one of us, that God has plans for us, plans to prosper us, to give us hope and a future. And notice it starts out with, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. You know, anytime you read a verse that starts out with therefore, it means there's something in front of that. And if we look before that, we have the 11th chapter of Hebrews. It's known as the faith chapter. In fact, it begins with the definition of what faith is. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And then that 11th chapter of Hebrews goes on, and it's this roll call of all the faithful listed in the Bible, of Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and David, and it goes on and on. It's a list of all these people. And then we come to the 12th chapter where it says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, so those are the witnesses, those faithful in the Bible. Those are the saints. But there's more to it, because there's other saints that are surrounding us. See, other saints that have gone before us that were faithful. You know, it's people like John Wesley. You know, we just finished a sermon series talking about John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. But it's the people who started this church. It's the people who have touched our lives. It's those famous individuals, but it's also our grandmother that prayed for us. It's that Sunday school teacher that taught us. It's those people that touched our lives. And so we have an opportunity to remember them and to remember what a difference they made in our lives. We're going to be remembering people today, and we're going to do it in two stages. This first part, Chris and I will be participating in, and I will be reading each of the names that are in the bulletin, and it's kind of a roll call of those who have passed away in this past year. And there'll be a chance for us to call out each name. A bell will be rung in their honor. You'll see their name and possibly a picture up on the screen. And Chris will light a candle and put it on the sand in on the altar. And we'll go through each one of those names. And then a little bit later, you will have a chance to light other candles, remembering them and other people. But this first part, we will be lighting the candles. But let me point out something else. There's another scene in that same movie, Dead Poets Society, where at the end, the young boys in high school have a chance to take a stand for this teacher that had become a beloved teacher. And they stood up for him. Now, I will tell you, in the show, and those of you that have seen the show, you know they stood up on their desk, and I'll ask you not to stand up on the pews. But if you're comfortable, and if you would like to, when we read a name that was someone who was dear to you, maybe a family member, maybe a member of our church, someone who touched your life, if you feel comfortable, you're welcome to stand up right where you are in honor of them. And I will tell you, there will be some names that will have a lot of people standing up because a lot of people here in this location know them. And some, they were family members, and so it may only be that family that is standing. Or in some cases, they're family members of our church members who couldn't be here today, and we're still honoring them, even though no one may stand. But we'll know that somewhere there are family members and those people that were touched by their lives. So I encourage you, as each name is called, that you pray. That you pray and thank God for their lives. But you also pray for those that were touched by their lives. Deborah Lynn Reed Bridges. Derek Clayton. Rex Coleman. Kenneth Davidson. Bill Davis. Donna Easterling. Doyle Edwards. Bert Elliott. Sue Elliott. Patsy Flowers. John Gandy. Flavia Garner. Reynold Gravina. Jerry Hancock Jr. Mary Henry. Patricia Hill. Kay Hutchison. Arlen Kincaid. Jimmy Klein. Eddie Langford. Hope Reeves. Zerl Rogers. Bobby James Sanderson. Donna Margaret Hendry Garvin Sanderson. Patty Shear. Virginia Sims. Hayden Smallwood. Lillian Wines. Let's pray. Lord, as we've called out each of these names, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for how they've touched each one of us. And we pray for those that are grieving and that are missing them. Lord, we praise your mighty name. Amen. Before we go to this next part, allow me just to take a moment and to say, you know, saints are not only those that have gone before us, but guess what? You are surrounded by saints. Because saints are those who, you know, have a faith in God. And so those are, they're saints before us and they're saints right now that are alive. In fact, we see this in Scripture when Paul wrote the letter to the Romans. He said, to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Because they were still alive. They were called to be saints. And we see the same thing in 1 Corinthians. To the church of God in Corinth. To those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints. Together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. So saints are those that have gone before us, but they're also those that are together with us, that are running this race with us. They're the ones that are helping us, that are supporting us. A little bit earlier, you said the affirmation of faith. And when you said the affirmation of faith, you said, I believe, and one of the things you stated is the communion of saints. in that communion of saints was recognizing that the church is the church right now. It's those that are alive right in this moment that we share life with, but it's all the saints that have gone before us. The saints listed in the Bible, the saints that we've known in our life who have gone on. In just a moment, our two Jennifers, Jennifer Browning, who is our music director, and Jennifer Fleming, who is our children's director, are going to come forward to sing a beautiful song. And as they are singing, you have a chance to remember the saints in your life. Come forward and you can pick up one of the candles that are on the table and you can light it off the center candle. And the center candles, as Chris lit everything, he was lighting it off the Christ candles from the altar table. And so you're lighting a candle and remembering those saints. And I encourage you to remember those saints that have gone on before you. But take a moment also to thank God for those saints right now who are in your life that have made your life better and every single day touch you and remind you to be closer to God. And so this is your time. You know, feel free to come if you'd like to. Don't feel like you have to if you don't want to. But if you'd like to, you're welcome to come light a candle. If you'd like to kneel and pray, the altars are open. So this is just your time. As we listen to this beautiful song, it's our time to remember the saints in our lives.
Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind of the sea. Like a sea dropped by a sky bird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you. Forgiveness for the things I've done, you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of that seems to matter anymore. Like a comet, like a ship blown from its as it passes by a wind off the sea. Like a dream it meets like the boulder, a boulder halfway through the world. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better. And because I knew you,
you know, just as we've honored these saints, let me encourage you in your life to be a saint, to be faithful in God. And maybe part of the service today is to call us back to that faithfulness. Or if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, for you to know that it makes a difference having Him in your life, experiencing God and really knowing God's plan for your life. And our lives were created by God for a purpose. And so if we're not living them the way that God wants us to, then we're missing out. We're missing out on the fullness. Jesus told us in John 10:10, you know, I came that you might have life and that you might have it in fullness. And so if we're missing out on that, we're missing out on part of what we were blessed to receive. You know, for some, it may have been that you've never known Christ and you've never had a chance to start that race of really experiencing Him. Or for some, it may have been starting the race, but, you know, having that pulled muscle or having that something that stopped that race or slowed it down. And God wants all of us to persevere to the end. So I encourage you just to make that decision to give God all that you have. And we're told that life beyond is for everyone. In Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it says, all we have to do is confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that He was risen from the grave, and we will be saved. In fact, our memory verse for this week simply says, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. And I think we all want that eternal life that God has planned for all of us. We have a closing hymn today, and it's called Because He Lives. And it's a reminder that even through the most difficult times in our lives, those times where we lose someone dear, where those times when we're facing our own illnesses or our own struggles, that because He lives, we can face tomorrow. And it makes all the difference. So let's stand together as a communion of saints, and let's sing to God, Because He Lives. It's in the United Methodist Hymnal, number 364, and on the screen.